Now joined by the head coach of the Trenton boys basketball program and Jeremy Austin. Trenton ran into a pretty good Benton team on Saturday night and lost 81-46 in action heard on Z101.7 over at the Hall of Fame Classic at Benton. Came back and lost a close one, a back-and-forth affair. It was pretty much close throughout by the understanding I have as Penny got Trenton in overtime, 59-57. So Trenton's going to be back at it tonight as the Bulldogs try to get back in the win column in that little two-game losing streak. We talked about the game Monday and the game last week with head coach Jeremy Austin. Coach, how are you doing tonight?
Doing good.
So I don't have the bracket in front of me necessarily. I can scramble to go get it, but what time do you play tonight?
5:45.
Against?
We will play West Platte tonight.
West Platte. What's the scouting report on the Blue Jays? What do you know about them, Coach?
You know, they've played a lot of really good teams, really close ball games. Record-wise, they haven't beat teams, but they have stayed right there. You know, they've proven they can play really well. It's just, you know, kind of like us a lot of times. You know, we can play pretty good basketball, but sometimes we don't finish as well as what we need to go ahead and put it in the win column.
What was disappointing about Saturday for you especially?
Saturday? You know, I thought that for the most part it wasn't overly disappointing. You know, we wanted to win the ball game. We thought we could have played against them a little bit better. They came out and shot lights out and played at a tempo that just doesn't match us. And, you know, I'm not sure what enrollment is over there at Benton, but I'm betting that it doesn't match up what we got going here. So, you know, we went out, we fought hard, we didn't give up, and you know, I thought the boys did a good job, and, you know, I was proud of them for going out there and working hard against a team that was obviously quite a bit better than we were.
Yeah, the difference between Class 4 and Class 3, certainly, and I think they're twice the enrollment of Trenton from the info I had on Saturday. So, and you got a victory, though, against Maysville, and I from a conference perspective, as I said, Coach, I'll give you one win here, and which one do you want? You probably picked Maysville to get that GRC win you did on Friday night.
Oh, yeah, and I thought we executed reasonably well in that ball game. It just wasn't smooth. You could tell we'd had some time in between some ball games for us, and, you know, we look like it. We're still trying to get everybody back on the same page, and we went a long time there without everybody healthy at the same time. And, you know, I think we're close to that spot now where everybody's doing much better, and, you know, hopefully that starts to pay some dividends and some continuity and a little bit smoother execution. We executed real well against Hamilton. The issue came in the first probably 4 minutes of the game. We didn't do a good job defensively. They were able to score some points, built up a little bit of a lead before we cut back into it. But, you know, the game was already, we gave them their spot there early, because if we come out and we play like we should right from the very beginning, you know, we're not in a 1 or 2 point back and forth ball game. We're in an 8 or 10 point, and they can cut it a little bit here and there, and we get ahead and then we go ahead and win the ball game. So, you know, overall that wasn't a bad game for us. It was just we kind of struggled with some simple things. We did a poor job covering baseline, and, you know, we let a few key boards get away from us. But, you know, we had good games from a lot of guys. Dylan played real well. I think he finished the game with one turnover on that. And for a guy who's got the ball in his hands as much as he did, that's pretty good. He was throwing the ball hard. He was hitting shots. Did real well. Jared hit a couple, hit, I think, 3 threes. And that's pretty good for a guy who a week ago we thought was probably just going to be unable to even do much of anything there for a while. And then Max had a great game, scored 14 points and had, I think, 8 boards in the game. So, you know, we got guys that had good ball games. We just didn't make the plays when we absolutely had to have them, unfortunately.
Well, you know, getting back to Jaron's injury, because, yeah, it went from sounding like he's going to be out for the year, and then he's playing against Maysville, and then, you know, kind of working off a little bit of the rustiness from being out for a month. But what was the turning point in his recovery, Coach, when you realized, okay, this is looking pretty good, I think we'll get him back?
I don't know. I guess sometimes you just got to go ahead and get that clearance from the doctor, because, you know, we thought it was looking pretty dire there for a while, and, you know, there's just a difference between the doctor and a specialist in that. So, you know, the doctor saw the same things that we did and erred on the side of caution, and, you know, we got good people up here. They sent him right on to a specialist, and specialist disagreed with that diagnosis and, you know, got him back on the road to recovery a little quicker than what we were thinking. So, you know, it's just kind of one of those things. I'm glad that it worked out for him.
So as far as Hamilton goes, I think Cale Witt had 21, but Braden Potts had 5 threes. So it sounded like he had some looks from the perimeter and hit on a lot of those looks. Was one a more difficult stop for your defense than the other, Coach?
You know, they were hitting shots with us guarding them. And it's tough it's tough to go ahead and do a lot more than that. You know, those weren't the plays that hurt us. Really, the plays that hurt us was the free throw line. We gave them a ton of free throws, and we did not get to the free throw line much ourselves. And that was just a killer. We just basically given away some free points there. We missed a couple layups down the stretch that we normally would make. And you know, that's how that goes. So, you know, we were back in the gym yesterday. I'm glad that we got to play Monday instead of the Tuesday night game, because we had a chance to get in the gym and, you know, regroup and go over what we needed to do.
And that's your Penny, too. You play him so often that, yeah, you have teams in your conference that you play every year, but Penny has to feel as much as anybody like a conference game, that they know what you want to do, and you pretty much have a pretty good idea in what they want to do as well.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll see him at least one more. Good chance we'll see him two more times before the season's out. And we'll get more opportunities, and you know, they'll come out and they'll shoot well, and hopefully we will too, and make a few adjustments here and pick up a win or two.
This is one of those tournaments, the Lawson tournament, that you don't want to go into because you lose a game. And there's always the opportunity that you want to get better, you want to play games, and obviously that's just common sense right there. But you're in that situation tonight, Coach, that if you can win tonight, you get a chance to play on Friday.
Yeah, and we need that. We do need that, because really the pieces are there right now. We're just having a hard time hammering them into their spots. So, you know, we're getting closer with that. I saw some good things. I thought Carson Archer shot the ball much better. We've kind of been waiting for him to get his shot back under him. And, you know, those kind of plays. So, you know, we're not this many guys that are continuing to improve and play in the way that we want them to. And you got to be optimistic about it. I thought Carson had a great day in practice. Radcliffe, that is, had a great day in practice yesterday. So, you know, I would fully expect to see him go out and, you know, have one of those nights where he just outworks everybody out there on the court. And those are little things that we need. You know, that doesn't outworking everybody all the time doesn't always show off in your stat line, but it usually shows off in somebody's. And at the end of the game, it usually ends up being a win. So, you know, we need all of these guys to be going out and playing as hard as they can.
Carson be the first one, Radcliffe, to admit that against Gallatin he had a rough night, but since the turn of the year, he's had three straight games that have been pretty good, all three mm-hmm. of them, you know, Maysville, Benton, and Penny, where he's played really well for you.
Yeah, him and Dylan are both about the streakiest ball players that I've ever had the opportunity to work with, and you know, when they're on, they're unstoppable, and when they're not, they have to make up for it in other ways. You know, both of them do that. They do a pretty good job of going ahead and compensating. If they're not doing one thing right, they pick it up in other ways. So, you know, I know that they want it bad, and it's something that's important to them. So, you know, I expect to keep seeing them be successful. And it's hard. You want these guys to go out there and to do great every night, because you've seen how much effort and time and how much work they've put into it, and they deserve it. So, you know, I'm looking forward to tonight to see them kind of reap some of those rewards, because I think they're going to go at it pretty hard.
Yeah, let's give you some of the specific information on Trenton here this week. The Bulldogs are on the consolation side of the bracket. They will play West Platte at 5:45, as we mentioned earlier. If they win, be making the trip on Friday down to Lawson. In that scenario, quarter past 6. North Platte and Carrollton are playing tonight at 8:15 in the winner of that one. North Platte's an 8 seed and Carrollton's a 5 seed. So on that top half of the bracket, the brackets are played out, as the seeds would indicate. That consolation final 6:15 on Friday. So next week, before I let you go, Coach, you have a couple of road tests in the GRC, starting with Polo on Tuesday night.
Yeah, Polo's got a hard-working team. Seen them play a couple times. They execute well. They definitely will work very hard and force the issue. So it'll be a good ball game.
Yeah, and I feel like, too, and I'm sure you feel like the same way, that Milan's kind of separated themselves from the pack a little bit in the GRC. But as far as everybody else goes, and I think you're right in this pack, that now, there are going to be a lot of close competitive ball games, and little things, you know, getting a rebound, getting an assist, or just getting on the floor and getting a loose ball. I think those could be the sort of things that turn a lot of these games into winner losses in the conference.
I agree. You know, we look forward to that game, too. You know, we got a pretty good memory, so we know how the last few years have went as far as our matchups with Milan there. And right now, they're definitely a favorite going into that, but I'm not convinced they weren't a favorite last year. We played them, too.
Mm-hmm. And Trenton won that game. We remember that. I've had that game circled for a while, and just, folks, we'll tell you about that one more next week, certainly. But that one is right around the corner, Friday the 18th, Trenton at Milan. Milan right now playing their own tournament. They haven't lost yet, but they hadn't lost when they came to our place last year, Coach.
Yeah, I know. And they hadn't lost much the year before either.
That's true. We'll just we'll save that for a future reference for next week. As always, we appreciate it, Coach. Good luck with the rest of the tournament this week.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tom.